It is the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, and we welcome on the phone with us this morning U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman from, of course, Wyoming and representing the state in Congress. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Thanks, Duke. It's good to be on your program.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking some time, of course, in your first year in Congress representing the state of Wyoming, and it sounds like you're going to be traveling around the state over the next few days, coming to Southwest Wyoming. Tell us about this town hall that you'll have, I believe, in Rock Springs tomorrow, is on Friday. Is that correct?
Yes, on Friday. So I'm going to be doing town halls in Evanston and Kemmerer and Rock Springs. And I can tell you exactly where I'm going to be in Rock Springs. It is going to be on, we've got for Uinta County, we're at the Strand Theater, and that is in Evanston on Thursday. And on Friday, we are in Rock Springs, and we're going to be at the Holiday Inn, the patio room there in Rock Springs for my town hall on Friday. And that is going to be starting at about, I think it's 5:30 on Thursday, but you can go to my website and check that out.
Okay. And you also mentioned Kemmerer. Will you be coming to South Lincoln?
I will be coming to Kemmerer, and in Kemmerer on, let's see, let me get to my calendar again. I'm sorry about that. That is in the morning. I'm actually doing a Lincoln County Town Hall at the Kemmerer Boces Building. So that will be in Diamondville on Thursday at, I think that it might be at 8 a.m. on Thursday.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, as you travel around the state and go into...
Or Friday, excuse me.
Okay.
Friday morning, excuse me.
So that would be Friday the 5th?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So, Representative, as you travel the state and go to these town halls, what is your purpose and what are you trying to accomplish with these?
Well, several things. In a constitutional republic, a representative form of government, I think it's difficult to represent people if you don't go talk to them. So this is a two-way street. This is an opportunity for people to come and ask me questions, but also to give me advice and guidance and their thoughts about what is going on. It's how I know what my constituents are thinking. So I have been doing, this will be, when I finish these over the next couple of days, I will have done 18 different town halls in 18 different counties since I took office in January. And I can tell you some of the most important things that people are thinking about is protecting our energy industry against the incredible attack by the Biden administration. And, you know, some of the other issues are the open border and what's going on our southern border and our northern border, the unchecked illegal immigration that is coming across into the United States. We are now to the point that in the last 2 years, over 10 times the population of the state of Wyoming has come into the United States illegally, and that is at the forefront of people's minds. They're concerned about the economy, and again, it related to the horrible policies coming out of the Biden administration. So I learned a lot, and it also gives me an opportunity just to tell people what I'm doing in Congress, what my agenda is, what the issues are, what we're fighting over back there.
U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman joining us on the Weekday Wake Up. And again, Representative Hageman will be in Lincoln County this upcoming Friday at 8 a.m. at the Boces Building in Diamondville for this open town hall meeting. Representative Hageman, you mentioned natural resources and protecting those, and of course in the state of Wyoming and around the country. Understand you've already been placed on the Natural Resources Committee in your first year. So tell us what you do on that committee and what it means for Wyoming resources and how you can help protect the use of those.
So, yes, I am on the Natural Resources Committee, and I'm also on the Judiciary Committee. As far as natural resources, obviously that was one of my first choices in terms of committee assignments in light of the federal footprint that we have in Wyoming. There are many things that we address in natural resources. Just this last week, we did a markup on my bill, the bill that I have introduced to delist the grizzly bear. The recovery goal, we met the recovery goal for the grizzly bear in 2003. The recovery goal was between 500 and 600 bears. We have over 1,100 bears. By 2006, the grizzly bear population had completely saturated and exceeded the capacity of Yellowstone National Park itself. So I've introduced a bill to delist the grizzly bear, and we had a hearing on it last week, and we'll be bringing that bill to the full floor of the House of Representatives. Some of the other things is that I am on the subcommittee on Indian and Insular Affairs. I'm actually the chairman of that subcommittee. One of the things we've been looking at there is ways in which we can provide more autonomy to our tribes so that they can develop their own property, whether it's trust property or property that they own in fee. Those are some of the bills I've put forward. I also have been working hard to address the discrepancies in relation to the health care that we're providing through our Indian Health Services, which is in the Health and Human Services. But it's an issue across the country. So we've held hearings on the failure of our federal government to actually provide adequate health care to our tribal members. And then I'm also on Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries, that subcommittee, and Natural Resources. We've been looking at everything from forest management and forest health to trying to address catastrophic forest fires, the pine beetle outbreak. We've been looking at water infrastructure in the West and what we need to do in that regard. And then again, pushing forward on energy independence, energy security. I'm a co-sponsor of HR 1, which is our big energy bill coming out of the House, one of our highest priorities for the 118th Congress. One portion of that I have sponsored, which is the Coal Act, to require the Secretary of Interior to go forward with permitting related to our coal resources. And it also is to make sure that we can continue to develop our oil and gas resources.
Representative Hageman on the weekday wake up this morning. Representative, you mentioned the southern border. There's a lot of talk with the end of Title 42 and how it's being handled and what should the steps be taken. What are your views on Title 42 and what should the federal government be doing at the southern border?
Well, I want the listeners to know that last week in the Judiciary Committee, we started working on our border security bill. We started at 10 o'clock in the morning and we finished at 2 o'clock the following morning. It is the very best border security bill that has ever passed out of the committee and that we will take up on the floor in the House of Representatives. It secures our border. It requires that people who are seeking asylum must either be held or held in the country from where they're coming from, whether that's Mexico or Canada, while their asylum request is being processed. Less than 14% of people who claim asylum under our laws actually qualify. So what's happening is that the Biden administration is literally bringing millions and millions and millions of people into the United States under the idea that they are all seeking asylum and that they would eventually be granted asylum. That's not the case. The Biden administration knows that, but they also know that once they're released into our country, they're never going to try to find a way to round them up and actually deport them. So it is that the Biden administration isn't just failing in terms of our southern border. It is absolutely engaging in illegal acts and failing to enforce the laws that we have. It is going to be devastating. We are suppressing wages. It's going to affect the middle class. It affects our schools. It takes resources away. We already have a problem with housing in certain areas, and it's only exacerbating the housing shortage, especially the affordable housing shortage. So there are so many different implications by this administration's policy of bringing in what is going to be a dependent class of millions of people who are basically working under the table and taking jobs from citizens who live right here. So again, we have done an incredible border control bill, the best that has ever passed out of committee. It's going to be coming to the House floor in May, and I'm looking forward to pushing forward with that policy.
U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman on the air this morning. She'll be in Diamondville Friday morning at the BOCES building for a town hall at 8 a.m. on Friday morning. Representative Hageman, just one final question for you. A lot of people watching what's happening with the ongoing civil trial that involves former President Donald Trump. Of course, he endorsed you and your campaign, even held the rally in Casper and attended that rally. What are your thoughts on this ongoing trial and your thoughts on potential presidency again for former President Trump.
Are you referring to the one in New York where that crazy woman has filed a lawsuit from something that she claims happened decades ago?
That is the one, yes.
Okay, well, you can probably tell from my description of it what I think of it. There's a reason for a statute of limitations, number one. There's also a recognition we're entitled to due process. It is just simply the weaponization of the court system to continue to attack Donald Trump. They bring it in venues like New York because they know that he can't get a fair trial there. It's an absurd claim. There's no evidence whatsoever to back her to back up what she claims. It is absurd on its face. It has always been absurd on its face. It's an abuse of our judicial system to allow those kinds of nonsense cases to go forward. And as you probably know, I've already endorsed President Trump. So I'm looking forward to him taking over and getting rid of this disastrous Biden administration to try to get this country back on track.
Representative Hageman on the weekday wake up this morning. Representative, thank you so much for your time. Anything we haven't touched on you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
Well, I don't think so. I do appreciate the opportunity to advertise for our town halls. I welcome everyone to come, whether it's at Evanston, Kemmerer, or Rock Springs over the next couple of days. Come and we can visit about the issues. So thank you so much, Duke.
U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman on the weekday wake up. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.